So let's just dive into the first myth perception, which we call only matter matters. As described earlier, when the age of scientific materialism dawned, we started to recognize truth using the scientific method. And that method involved observations and measurements of the real world that we observed. However, built into the methodology, it says that we have to observe and measure. Well, you can only do that through things that you can touch and feel that are physical. You can't observe the invisible and measure that invisible. So consequently, the invisible fields were not accessible to scientific observation. Scientific method limited the studies only to the physical material realm. Consequently, science is officially referred to as scientific materialism because it leaves out that invisible spectrum. In regard to the elements of a potential invisible realm, well, science just ignores them and actually says that those are metaphysical notions, leaves those concepts of invisible characters to the church or to some other domain not subject to the laws of science. So scientists initiated a new philosophy in the age of scientific materialism. It was the fact that the universe was recognized to be a physical machine. And this was completely different than the belief of the preceding paradigm in the spiritual realm that said that the universe was actually controlled by spiritual forces. According to scientists, it doesn't mean that God doesn't exist in this spiritual realm. Scientists suggest that God may have created the machine, but once it was created and set into motion, God no longer was actually personally involved in its day-to-day operation. Rather than envisioning God hovering over the world and controlling it like marionettes with strings, science perceived the universe to be a perpetual motion machine that reflected the behavior of its mechanical parts. And this idea was really fully entrenched in our belief system through the work of Isaac Newton, because in his work, Isaac Newton provided the laws and the foundation of a physical mechanical universe, and in that process, elaborated the mechanisms that underlie the operation of that universe. And using those laws, he was able to accurately predict the movements of a universe. So consequently, science took those predictions and then made them into scientific facts. So since the 1700s, science has emphasized three main tenets of the Newtonian philosophy that we use to understand and review the nature of our universe. These three elements of Newtonian philosophy are represented by materialism, reductionism, and determinism. What they really represent is this. According to the Newtonian perspective on the universe, it's a matter machine. So materialism is all that really is relevant. Physical matter is the only fundamental reality. The universe can be understood through this knowledge to be a machine made of physical parts. And so basically, materialism just leads us to the conclusion that all that matters is matter. However, if everything is made out of matter, then it also suggests this, that things that are complex that we really want to understand how they work are ultimately understandable by taking them apart and looking at the pieces that make them up. This taking apart of our universe and looking at the fundamental components to understand the nature of the universe is called reductionism. And so basically, it says that we should be able to understand and predict the nature of anything that's complex in our universe by simply taking it apart and understanding the nature of its part by studying its pieces. But then materialism, reductionism, then collectively lead up to the third fundamental nature of Newtonian physics. And that is a really important thing called determinism. Because it says that in nature, events just don't happen. That events are the result of one interaction with another interaction. For example, consider a pool game where somebody takes the cue ball and then hits the other balls, and then one ball hits another ball and then hits another ball and hits another ball. Well, interestingly enough, the expert, a Minnesota Fats, for example, could recognize before he even hits the first ball, he can calculate every interaction that would lead to every other ball being hit and ultimately sunk into a pocket. So basically, the game of pool is not a game of chance. It's a game of determinism. The more skilled you are, the more you can actually lay out the sequence of events that will occur in the future. Well, this is basically what Newtonian physics offers. It says an outcome can be predicted by the linear progression of discrete events. It therefore says if we can predict and control the outcome of natural processes. Why? Well, if we can list the discrete of events that occur in some process that we're looking at, then it says we can modify those events or adjust those events, and in the process, modify and adjust the outcome of any process. Therefore, it was in our grasp that the world that seems to be out of control could ultimately be understood and then manipulated to control what we want. So the concept of a Newtonian belief is the promise of a controllable utopia. Of course, the preoccupation with God, spirit, and invisible forces must be left out of this equation because the emphasis is to focus only on the material realm and not to invoke those other potential metaphysical concepts in this reality. So as the 19th century came to a close, science had already established to itself that the universe was a physical machine made out of elemental particles called atoms, and that the universe's dynamics could be understood and determined by studying the billiard ball-like atomic actions and reactions. In fact, physicists were so pleased with their accomplishments that the science of physics was presumed to be complete and there was nothing left to learn. In fact, Lord Kelvin, addressing an assemblage of prominent physicists at the British Association for the Advancement of Science in 1900, stated, "There is nothing new to be discovered in physics now. All that remains is more and more precise measurements." In fact, the same voice was echoed by the chairman of physics at Harvard University, who warned students in 1893, "There's really no longer a need for PhDs in physics. We already know everything." So science has felt very secure that by now it understood the material nature and character of the universe in which we live.